Each of you must respect your mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbath. I'm the Lord your God. The story of a mother is a story by the Danish writer and novelist Hans Christian Andersen, who lived from 1805 to 1875, and the book was first published in 1847. In it, the book, it speaks about a mother who has a sick child that she has been nursing over for 3 days and nights. And during that time, she received very little sleep. In the story, it says that she closed her eyes for just a moment, and then death came in and took her child away. The woman, upon waking, rushed out into the street looking for death. She searched high and low, searching until she finally finds him. And then she had an encounter with death. And he shows her the things that she could not even had imagined that could happen to her child. He showed her a life of misery and despair if the child were to live, and then happiness if it was taken away. The woman in her feelings suddenly dropped down on her knees and then prayed to God and said, "To let your will be done in my child's life." Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. This week is a special addition to our show. It is one that we will focus on all the mothers around the world. And in it, we would just like to say, first and foremost, Happy Mother's Day to all mothers around the world. Motherhood is a lifetime journey to an undetermined destination that requires her to have a sturdy pair of shoes and a strong will to boot. Motherhood is something that is not like anything else in this world. A mother will fight to the end for her children and that of her family. On days on end, her job is never done. When her children are growing up, she watches over them with care such as an eagle that watches over her young. And as they grow, her love, it grows even stronger. There are many sleepless nights when they are out too late. As a mother, she rears her children with love and with a firm hand. She displays love and affection and discipline where it's needed. For boys, many of their first loves are their mothers as they share a special bond. Some may call us mama's boys, but that's okay because it's much more than that. And not even death can take that love away. For young girls who are growing into their own, she suddenly becomes a role model. She's someone that in the beginning that they may have kept secrets from, but in the end, is someone that they come to call friend. The Bible instructs us, or better yet, commands us to honor our mothers because when we do that, God is pleased. We are to love our mothers unconditionally and then to care for her no matter how old she may get, simply because she gave us life. We are to be attentive to her needs, and as children, we became so used to taking from her, but now the time has come that we should pay back. As she grows older, she may need assistance for physical and emotional needs. Live righteously because a godly mother is the greatest gift that we can receive. Then pray for your mother, both privately and in her presence, and then remind her that she is important in love. Mother's Day is a special day, but each day should be that way. So show her some love and gratitude by honoring her every day. Yes, she is a mother. Hear her roar. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. From all of us at 5 Minutes, we would like to wish all the mothers all over the world a happy Mother's Day, and may your day be filled with peace, joy, happiness, and laughter. One love, 5 Minutes.